real issue I wanted to make here is that today the program is going to be accelerated and reshuffled so that we can be able, after you, Mr. Kamela, to chase the COPs and the NARICEC so that we can release Dr. Swart. Then we will be with you until December. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeremy. I was just trying to seek clarity. I was under the impression that I'm specifically here today to deal with the question of the HIV strategy. Remember, you requested that you needed to see the training strategy of the department and how far we have gone. So I wasn't necessarily prepared for the entire APP input.
I like what you say because you're honest. But the problem with your honesty is that according to the parliamentary program, on the 8th of May, we should submit as the committee a report on your APP and your budget. And if we have not helped with the APP, we will not be able to do that. So to prioritize something that is not going to be helping Parliament. Remember, policies are the wills of Parliament. So if we don't deal with your APP, we may be disrupting Parliament. So, yes, maybe you will not be able to do that today, but there's a problem. We must deal with the APP of the department as soon as possible. Yeah, we can finalize. We can finalize the APP purely by reading it. If we have further issues, and the operation of the OECD. Remember, this is the content of our letter.
Yeah. And I'm going to chairman, and even myself, DG, and CFO, didn't understand in that one. Thank you, sir. And then I agree with you if you want deeper into ABC. And I know the plan from DG is that when you deal with the content of the ABC, you would need all programs DDGs to be there. Because you have to call that the APP sacred institution, for example, we don't say how much of a hectare of land you want to restitute. I might not be the right person to answer that question. If I go deeper into the rural development, in as far as whatever you want to do in the rural sector, I might not be the right person to do that. Because you call that a bit of corporate services, so I'm not necessarily entirely responsible for the content of each program.
No, we will not educate this because it's not going to be possible to do. But we thought we are dealing with the entire issue of our representatives. Because in our correspondence to you and the questions we raised the other day, we wanted to understand what capacity do you have to implement what you said you will implement. What resources are employing in those CPG areas such that you are able to accomplish what you wanted. Help you raise the questions about not there. Cooperative, unlike you have trouble with me now. But don't worry, let's go forward. Because it is important matter that we have an understanding of whether we are able to accomplish what you say you will accomplish. You told us that you finish your land audit by end of March 2020. In Kenya, you said we have done whatever, the only best thing that we must do now. So we have to make sure that whatever you say you will achieve, you will. Otherwise, giving you a blank check will not enable us to do our oversight function. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's move then to the first proposition. It's better that you start. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Chairperson. It is a request the last time around, having presented the APP, you kind enough to present to you our HR development strategy of the training program that we have in the department in support to ACT of the department. So I want to be basically take you through our HRD strategy as we conceptualized it about a year ago and what kind of programs we are actually undertaking. Yeah, indeed, we have developed this strategy last year, approved through the process and submitted to both Department of Labor and the Department of Public Service and Administration. Our HRD strategy is to update the employees to acquire level of skills and competence to carry out our mandate for interventions that will address both our current and our future training needs in the department. Just from a historical point of view, this is how our strategy, HRD strategy, basically looks. It draws its existence from the departmental strategic planning process, incorporating the APP, and therefore influencing the performance agreement of every manager. We then do what we call needs analysis on training programs, on needs analysis of employees, incorporating both personal development plans and incorporating the sector plan. The end product is what we call a workplace skills plan, which is usually a 3-5 year plan. And this workplace skills plan was last updated and done, I think, in 2009 and 2010. But the workplace plan of this department, in essence, entails both the training and development aspects, the bursary scheme of the department, the international and regional participation, the internship program, and the skills program of the department. In terms of our current skills that we've been developing, the department possesses the following skills and competence to address the mandate of the department. At the technical level, the number of skills program and training programs that we are undertaking in the area of survey, geomatic information system, cartographic, photogrammetry, town and regional planning, urban design, and the environmental studies. Digital training, conveyance training, deregulation training, community facilitation, agricultural training, project management, negotiation, conflict resolution, and research. For the administrative part, we do a lot of information technology training for our employees, monitoring and evaluation training, human resources training, communication training, and management and leadership training. We also do a lot in the financial management training, the supply chain training, auditing, security, occupational health and safety training, including as well the legal administration training, legislation and policy development training courses that we are currently offering. And I will give you the breakdown in terms of number of people who gone through such training later in the presentation. The future skills that we're looking for, we will need to start developing and balancing for in the next few years. On the technical side, we're looking at cadastral surveying, again, photogrammetry. This bullet here really to increase numbers more than anything, including legislation and legal policies. Graduation as well as the area that we will be moving into quite heavily, given the pending of the value of general establishment. But there are others, of course, that come into play, which we will be playing within that space quite a bit, including quality assurance, quantity surveying, civil engineering, analytical, social facilitation, and so forth. We will also be increasing our numbers on the administration and management side, management. But that's in addition to all the courses that we hope to undertake further. Or including our training, we will include things like forensic investigation, vetting, which we have not done much in such spaces. Then report writing, journalism, and traffic design, given the massive demands that are coming our way. This slide here will just give you a sense of the training intervention and key programs that we have so far conducted. And most of these here relate, of course, to the courses that, either the current or the future courses that we're through it. About 10,755 individuals have gone through our training program. On the bursary scheme, we've got two categories of bursary schemes. We've got the prospective bursary holders and the internal employee bursary holders. On the prospective bursary holders, basically what we do is that we sponsor the aspirant students for pre-qualification aimed at the University of Geomatics and Power and Engineering Training. Address important in geomatics in this area and address the issue of transformation of this profession by introducing women to youth from the rural corners. I think that it's a long fact that this is one area that has been lately white dominated, and in particular white male dominated states, and being started by particular serious concentration on this to transform this. So we're using Bazaar in particular to influence our numbers. Presently we are trying to talk to about 274 students who are active in the program, and they are qualified each year, some of course at different levels of study within that space. The employees part-time and full-time Bazaar, we do our part-time and full-time Bazaar to our own training employees. And the idea basically is to make sure that we target what we call priority skills and career enhancement of our employees as part of contributing to the retention strategy. This came here quite cumbersome, but I think it will give us a sense of the gender split of kind of people that we have trained and what program we have trained them into. So if you take your fields and your names, and if you just take the kind of courses that they study, just push up those courses on the second row there, would indicate national diploma in Kakuma, national diploma in Spain, BSc in Geomatics, BSc in TRP, including the BTEC thereof, and the national diploma thereof, a national diploma in land use planning, and the courses that we do use, mainly the space of the geomatics and survey in it. Just one point I can tell you, gentlemen, is that you know this department was established in 2009. So the rural development part of our business not much happened in that space, given that we have not even defined the competency requirement of what a rural development practitioner should be. And that one big exercise that we will be undertaking in the near future. I'll talk about that later. Current studies that we are undertaking in that space of those people and the kind of universities that we are in partnership with. and those are the numbers that we're looking at. But currently we're looking at we're training about 140 people in that space. These are the people who are already in the program, either in a different level of study, either first year or second year or third year, within the space of the courses that I've mentioned in the previous slide. And these are the universities that we are working at. We still are doing well, Chaplain, as far as female training and we can see on the our female candidates for recruitment in the program is still very low. This has caught of course got a lot to do with the history of the profession itself has been not dramatic in its entirety over the years has been very male dominated profession. And then they're trying to recruit as many women into the program as possible. So just in the current year, Chairperson, the new bursaries that we have awarded, we have awarded a total of 134 bursaries this year. And those again cut across both universities and the programs that we have alluded to earlier in the state. But this slide here will give you the number 10 universities. That we are training at, including the race and gender of such employees across the department. this year again, those files, the numbers in as far as our different branches are concerned, so that we can get a sense of which branches are we training employees more, and then begin to try and balance those departments. I think you can just get some of the biggest.
retention program, Chairman. We have a major retention program that's running in the department. I think the last count that I had, just for the financial year, we're paying in total about 443 interns into our program. But these are the areas where we have the interns, the administration and the engineering interns that will give those jobs to the 12-month contract. In the defense level, we give them about 18 months. In the technical interns, we give them up to about 2 years. And this will be mainly the spy area, the IT and the internal audit. The experiential training for the holders, and these are students required by the institution for SEC and so forth and so on. And these students are contracted, kind of content, usually with about a 12-month contract to do a search. This is our intake for the current year. And this is the province. You will see that in Bobo we've got about 3 interns, Lotharotech we've got 8, Malabo we've got 34, Lotharotech we've got 41, Lotharotech we've got 42, Lotharotech we've got 28, Lotharotech 19, Lotharotech 13, counting in the national office, we're sitting at about 180. And that's the balance of the male and female split. We're doing quite well on the females, we're doing a lot of female graduate attempts for experiential work experiential training. Just because of the numbers, they're doing about 200 of these kind of things being in the in terms of intake for the last financial year, this was really our biggest intake last year. And because of like a cut during the current financial year, meaning last year,
where people are
practicing their profession, even find their way into all of this. And part of what we're trying to do, and this slide talks to that, is that we have now engaged the following universities to understand the kind of theoretical basis on which rural development theory is based. And in particular, we have targeted what we call rural universities. And we've already had first interaction with them. This will include University of Venda, University of Limpopo, University of Northwest, Fort Hare University, University of KwaZulu-Natal, University of the Free State, Western Cape University, and University of Pretoria. Some of the community-based universities, we really approach them on the basis of the strength of their current programs here. So the idea really, like I said, is that the new rural development concept for employees needs to be worked on, so that then we develop the new competency mastery of the challenge is, of course, is that we're going to have a limited budget in terms of the utilization of 1% of the national budget for training and development. We're not doing well in that as far as the issue is concerned. The Department of Labor has an appreciation to the all employers that shall dedicate 1% of their compensation to training and development. And we're far, far beyond this kind of figure. I think our current personnel cost, total personnel cost, is about 1.6 billion out of the total budget of 8 billion. 1% of 1.6 billion should give you 260 million. I think our budget in this has been about 2 million. So we don't have money to trade the things that we need to trade. And it's a big idea that we can get into CFOs and everybody has been there. The next big challenge, of course, is coordination of training, education, implementation of all personnel development plans and training needs, and therefore indicating on monitoring and working on training as well. Just as I will stop here for now, in terms of my presentation, and we'll take any questions.
Honourable members, here you are. About presentation. Any questions? Yeah, I'm happy you did that because I was going to say, oh, the usual suspects are not here, so you know. So, okay, please, I'm happy you will think of that is said.
Under current skills, technical, You say they make a conveyor, heat determination. How do you do this training? Because as far as I know, conveyor is part of and it is part of article. Isn't so? Okay, do you do this? Okay, I can't do this right now. Do you do this within the department? Are you doing that within? I would just to get the ticket for this thing. Because of time frame, contents, and okay. Another question. Is that a follow-up question from what my speaker has asked? You said you're paying 2,765 employees. So the question is, do all these people have such certificate for the training? We are writing the questions that we are presenting because we are not to see this and we are here. All right. My last question now is regarding with the number of the interns you are taking. What influences the number of interns that are taking?
Thank you. Three questions, quickly. You spoke about the issue about the rural development competency or competency model for rural development. My own understanding is that you can't define those competencies unless you have defined rural development. So that the practitioners in that area must teach the people of the actual definition. How long is it going to take to finalize that? Because when you are engaging with universities, I'm sure they will be experimenting. Each university will depend on its own orientation to give you money. But you yourself must guide. I'm really impressed by the discussion we had when we had a great year, which was in the influenced by the hospital. Where you hire two new service providers, one on your but it was meant to explain the skills that you have, the deficiencies of those skills and what. And because this was going to lead to the organization structure, once you know what skills you have, what the competencies are, and so on, then you go for your program. And we were told that program was in time for I don't know how many years, and it was abandoned because the service provider did not produce the activity. At the end of that conversation, it became very clear that the department, when they issued the program, did not define for them that what you're looking for. Now, I'm worried about the looking like it was repeating it, because they are engaging in agencies without you yourself defining what you want out of that field. And that is why I'm worried about it. The second question is related to, again, it's influenced by the previous conversation. On the geomatic profession skills that we are debating, there was a long and tenuous debate about the definition of saturation. Like, what is undesirable with the current position? What do you want to do about it? What is it that you want to end up having? What is the future looking like? You were talking about the current skills and future skills. But unless you have defined what is undesirable now, what do you want to achieve, where you want to get to that, what would be the quality of what you're looking at that point. Now, we didn't say that. I'm worried that we may go back to the same definition and discussion when we deal with the geomatic issues of geomatics. But the last question relates to the 1% issue that you raised here. I know that the minister or the deputy at the time of the civil constitution today. And there was a letter that was sent by the senior committee, which was taking half of that 1% and engaged for a letter and then the contract, so that you can, like you are currently doing now, then you can locate the students in the various universities in the education system, you can prepare the skills and take it outside to produce a number of particular skills that you need in order to achieve. But unfortunately, in that experience, there were three things that were never described. When you want to bring mainstream with an equity relationship with men, you have to define what areas you are interested in, where women employed. I see your number here, and I also see that you are trying to keep women. But you didn't say, you know, overall, this is your focus. This applies to youth development as well. This has applied to people with disabilities. Now, if you are spending 2 million in this area, clearly, you will not be able to get there. So in your strategy, you can say, that is that you're doing a particular thing. Thank you, Chico, those are the three things. But the one that is completely unrelated, but I'm really interested in again, you're speaking to the impact strategy. How do you find the strategy in practice, innovation? Is this what you're saying now, finding its way into the America and as a branch leader, embracing the strategy in terms of their own capacity to be within their ability to achieve what you say here? I had a copy of the 2001 organization of the party. So it will be like, I'm still living in the past there, so I only remember. 2011 organization of the, and you're giving us the strategy of 2015. I don't find the relationship mentioned. So this is why I'm asking the question. Thank you. I thought that the two hands were done. I see two more hands. And there's another one who wants a second bite from the original contribution. And so you could educate him in that order.
Thank you, Chairperson. If one may ask, since the department is issued those father, and along the along the road, there might be dropouts in the process. If one will find out whether what the person starting is actually maybe cooking the Federation standing at the table should be there. One. The failure. And the question is, are all these students that are not supposed to be affected by the funding, are they all going to work on the department, or they are just technology to just go out to the workplace, and it's different, say, maybe another couple of other people like that. And though, if say, the department appears in order to if then there are some students who maybe after 6 class beginning decide to maybe go and work for the department for other companies,
next, Mr. Chair, is the internship program. administrative engineer, if it turns 12 months deed, 18 months, does that include internship? Does it include practical work and study? And what's the intake of those interns afterwards in full-time job employment? The place is after internship program, interns intake 11 and 12. There's in some of those figures not correlation with the with three states, there's 13 interns, but the male-female split is 27. So that's somewhere something wrong. The same also with Culturing and National Office, 108, but the total of male and female is 111. So it's clear that there's something not balancing out. That's my question, sir.
Maybe we are busy waiting for our sharing of Dr. Nina. I have another question. When you ask him about one cent, you said he was one cent to the five of him, and he was one cent. So I want to understand about how the 1% in your amount is how much? Sorry.
Period in
should you retire during the period of repayment of your time loan, you are then bound to repay in cash within the department. Okay. And we've got a number of cases of people who either resigned from the department or their trust, and part of the deductions that we make in their payout or whatever is salary. The dropout as well is part of the condition. If you drop out of a 3-year course, if you drop out on the second year and you no longer continue with the course, you are bound to repay in cash the deposit. It doesn't only end there. If you continue with your course and you change the course along the way, and you want to take you on a certain subject, you are bound to repay in cash. So there's a whole host of conditions that are attached to both dropout and possible exit out of the department. In as far as the potential students are concerned, or what we call the second hand matriculant, those students we give them pure batteries. And the idea is that we give batteries in our areas of scarce skills, e.g. geomatics. And part of our transformation will say that we'll recruit black learners within Melbourne. They're going to spend for 3 years. After 3 years, we will absorb them. In fact, the intern is usually an experiential training, which is part of the requirement just to finalize the study. Other than that, we take them on either full-time employment or contract employment, depending on the case at hand. Okay. And I don't know the current numbers now, but I know it is five as late as yesterday. We're signing about 19 graduates to be employed within our system. And they're going to be just across the department and across provinces in the original and county and from that information. And so we do placements in FIS technical areas around that. That's one thing that should tell us that we do not necessarily give money to aspirant employees on administration studies. In other words, you get a 10-10 school leading here, give a salary to a study agent. Okay. But we choose in those areas where it is classified. And in that case, would be the geomatics, maybe, and the plumbing. But you don't ordinarily find people ready to be available with such things. So on the terms of aspirant employees, aspirant students, we do not give salaries for aspirants, but we give salaries in the administration to internal employees. We will then, of course, have the contract with him, and imagine they will then retain the department. The conveyance of studies and all that, we mainly do this through the provider, who are printed with the profession. Okay. And our most of them are here, who will be the people that we're going to be dealing with, but we do not necessarily do purely in-house training, you know, with most of the qualifications and everything. We try to encourage boys bearing training, which is either students or professional bodies or university. So that's a pure technical study. For pointing out the error. I think you know that it's in my notes, and I just say to express it to you that our numbers is balanced, but the actual number is even the total number. And what it just is into what you get is right on balancing those small figures together. It's more of a typing error. What influences the number of intakes in provinces? It's mainly by every year we go out on a national advent for the next intake of interns. And provinces will then budget how much money they will have per branch in every province, and therefore how many interns they will need in that particular province or a branch that is in the office for all of them province. So our numbers are purely influenced by budget availability and nothing else. Hence you find numbers quite differing from one province to the other.
come to tell us more things, Chairperson, how long it take a lot of our house. So indeed, in each aspect, I just mentioned to you the universities that we consult and gather. Those rural universities who are just the most of us find out what exists in them. And we know that those universities that we've mentioned have got special programs on rural development and development studies attached to rural studies. Their programs are mainly benchmarked throughout the world. We talk about our own benchmarking with number of countries. Finland comes to mind, Malaysia comes to mind, India comes to mind. These are countries that have been doing rural development for some time, to a point where rural development has developed theory. And therefore, we try to bring the truth together in terms of what exists in the world out there. Internally in the country, what kind of universities offer what kind of programs. And the idea is to make the thinking together so that then when we identify the kind of skills and knowledge that we require, we can move our space informed by the true reality as a person. Chairperson, this is the slight question on that report that you presented on the use of consultants. And one of those was the project on skills audits. It is the skills audit of the nature that the project was completed. The reason why it came to you, it was basically because the project went over time. And the contract was extended at about 2 or 3 times without going through the process of extension. But the project was completed in 2009 going into 2010. So we've got a skills audit report, which was done over a period of 3 years in the department. However, that skills audit becomes 50% or so of it in that between 2006 and 2009, we did not have for our state the rural development aspect of our business. When you go to that skills audit report, you will not find anything on rural development skills properly. And that's why, therefore, we might be thinking that we would not necessarily do another skills audit. We want rather condition a content modeling exercise. So that we begin to understand what are the required competencies in our to some degree, majority of the people that came from the former Department of Land Affairs, this skills audit will cover them. Say today, 2009 to date, 4 years down the line, some skills have been updated, upgraded, and so on and so on. They would not have that definition. So you might have had Pule Sikawana, 2009, you might have had a degree. 4 years later, you might have a master. And we do not have that in our. So we might have to reinvest it and reinvest it. In able to have a requirement by the Department of Labor, we are required to be doing our skills for every 3 years. So that we catch up and find out in terms of the skills level. So we'll still be engaged in that. The question on the geomatic skill that you deal with and following the future training, what is desirable, what is undesirable, I would like that members the colleagues from the state overcatch on that. But I'm safe to say, Chairman, you call it geomatic science. It's a profession, established profession. I'm not sure how much we are able to influence that science of study in as far as it's been conceptualized by universities and all those kind of things. But I would like for you to come from the geomatic towards what the next one towards that. Chairperson, I think cleared up the issue of the 1%, but I think they were advice from the ECMJ in that side. Use of NEXUS to helping us push the numbers. It's one option that we have not considered. And I think given that we might not get a 16 million anytime soon, we may want to explore other options out there, like our NEXUS and so forth. And as far as the Yenta focus and some of the breakdown that they're giving you, Chairman, I think you know that there is the National Employment Equity
which spells out every employer must have the following number in the following category. It is administration, it is professionalism, checking out, it is management, it is middle management, it is supervisor level, there are national targets that have been set by the Employment Commission and not by cabinet. So our target in the department follows the national target. So when we recruit women into our program, we recruit them on the basis of the numbers that we want to receive our employment department. This is the video that I gave to you the other day, 2013. It actually doesn't reflect the date check, but the strategy was actually developed in 2011, following the approval of the version 2.9 organizational structure. You know that our organizational structure was actually approved in 2011 by the Minister, and immediately after that, we then developed the HRD strategy. So some of you that we're talking about here, in fact, you'll notice out of the whole presentation, I've spent so much time on technical side of your geographics, your survey, and so forth and so on. But these numbers that we're talking to you about here are known by the branches themselves. Okay. I'll share to you with you a lot of numbers of the rural development, including the challenges that I've shared with you that we haven't really defined what kind of training we hope to develop in the future. I'll stop here and probably just have colleagues from geographics that they could have with their undesirable skills and desirable skills that we need to move forward. I'm not sure.
Can I help them? Because I was not targeting them. I was asking the general tranquil. We didn't even find expression in the target for the entire country, local sociography. That is what I was reading, but I'm not asking them to tell us that. You see, like I did say when I was asking the question, this is the debate within the region of profession here. There was an intense debate about what transformation means to them in that space. But transformation will not only be relevant for geomatics, transformation will be relevant for the entire country, for the whole society. And the gentleman from the center team who will make his presentation here, they said it's undefined. There's no definition. This is why I made the relationship between the education and the university and that, because what you have to define to them is that what you're looking for. They should be able to say, if you have a session in this area, we will undertake the presentation back whatever. But if you have not defined it yourself, you may ask me a question and I'll give you the wrong answer. But I will not definitely ask you a question. But if they want to then take you what I want to information about.
They have made the arrangements for those who dropped and those resigned to retain. But what arrangement have you made for those deceased during the course of their training? Deceased.
Everywhere, yeah. If you die while you are working, you go to liability. They deal with that in your life. If you had a contract, when they are winding up your contract, they must collect some of the obligations you have on those contracts. And I'm sure the people who are studying, that cannot be held against them. You can only pray to God that they pay when they get there. But I'm not taking that here. I'm not asking this to go ahead and have to answer the question.
No, I think as a care staff from every employer like rural development, you actually write off the
yeah, but it's... But when I'm not in the way, I'm not in the interest. That's right. But not all liabilities get written off. Some of them, they call them from wherever, stood surety for it. Thank you very much. But if the team here wants to add anything, because we are rushing now to do and listen to to this one. But I see your eager hands that you want to know. Okay, right. Is that the question? JJ?
I don't want to be naughty.
Once you say you don't want to be naughty, I surely guarantee you will be.
Yeah, what I'm thinking is whether so HR strategy, it will be good to get current figures. What is the department looking? How what is looking like at this stage? Because with this strategy, they want to reach a point in 2013 or 18 where it stops.
Can we hold that until, remember there's a promise that the DG will come with all the DDGs so that they can give us the total picture. Mr. Joanna said what he's doing with the HR strategy for corporate services rather than the United Workers. I know you are running away from the question because the head of HR, he should be covering the whole department, not only the branch. But let's hold it for the DG. I'm not trying to cover up for you, Mr. Cowan. I'm using your excuse to make that at the beginning. Thank you. Professor?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. One of the members of the committee, one of the colleagues. The committee has requested additional information on two aspects of the work that is happening in the Department of Rural Development, especially in the branches that are focused on rural infrastructure.
Excuse me, one minute. Okay. You must, when you know now that the DG is coming, like I'm going to do, keep the organogram of 2011 and the strategy. Because like I said, I won't just go on, they don't speak each other. Even it's not the dates that are not talking each other. Actually, the content. We look at the content. When you say thrift in the process, and then our ID, and we now know no DG reports to the DG reports to the DG. So don't worry, we will deal with that when we meet with the DG. You keep that in mind.
Thank you, Chairperson. The committee has requested that we deal with the issue of the cooperatives, their status, and when they are in the department to deal with the cooperatives. Secondly, the committee has requested additional information regarding the National Rural Youth Service Corps. Chair, both of these are based on specific strategic objectives. The cooperatives, based on the objectives of the integrated service delivery, communicated through the coordination of government and infrastructure business happening to the stakeholders. And the minister, through the objective of rural youth programs for skills and job creation. Chair, this is going to be very hard for me to give a little bit of a background regarding how the Department of Energy got to integrate with cooperatives. In the process of the comprehensive rural development program that begins really with more than 90 households, organizing the households into what is known as a group of stakeholders in each and every ward of the rural area. Those councils of stakeholders are supposed to be the government of the way households decide what are the priorities in development in this state. We have been asking communities to contribute to the councils of stakeholders using the existing institutions and settings, traditional leaders, various policies that are in the and we have asked them to include key businesses that these businesses must be also represented is in that regard that we will bring to the platform these cooperatives. We have retained at least in our inquiry of no less than 688 of these cooperatives. Many of these claims to have been registered, and we found that no, it is really a reflection of these that were registered. Many of them are in a different level of the system. Some of them exist only on paper. Some of the cooperatives exist only by name. A few people just got together and called themselves a mama, but they haven't even registered it. They don't even have a constitution as we must back now. So we have what on our database 658 of these. We have then requested a process of thorough auditing of these cooperatives in the interest of really putting them into underwriting for development in rural areas. We intend to make sure that there are differences between primary, secondary ones, and tertiary cooperatives. The audit plan is conducted as a state by the Development Bank of Southern Africa. We have requested them because they have got specific analysis amongst them in the bank that deal with social analysis, that deal with the institutional analysis. Are these formed because of the act? They deal with financial analysis. So, the initiation of this activity has been started through a desktop analysis. It's going to be cut by date in terms of production, in their geographical distribution. It's going to verify the members. Are these registered? It's going to verify the monthly systems and capacity within these various overseas. And to what extent are they functional? There is going to be provincial strategies to take action with these cooperatives, and due diligence is going to be connected to them, and the data accessed on the extreme right. There is going to be a process also of identifying and making the probable construction cooperatives that would flow from the national rural development support board. We have really prioritized the progress in construction. There is going to be a process following that. The committee is going to be looking at how many of these really have got a viable business plan on the basis of which they will be identified as functional when the work starts. In the 23 prioritized districts, we have started this work, and it is on the basis of cooperative development policy of 2004 towards growing and towards a growing, sustainable and integrated cooperative sector supported by all people, contributing to economic growth, for the reduction and employment creation, as well as bringing about economic transformation and an equitable society. In terms of the legislation that guides cooperatives, the example is quite late, but we're taking the world cooperatives as vehicles that can contribute to job creation, poverty reduction, through income generation, and that can contribute to economic growth. The status of cooperatives in the country is well known to us. For people that is, are sitting up in our work cooperatives, we do know that to date, there is just about 22,000 registered cooperatives on their database, and more than 50% of these are in rural areas. The same data housed in the Department of Trade and Industry is telling us, confirming that only about 2,000 of the 20,000 is indeed economically operating. During a study of 2010, the report is that there's only 132 out of this rest of the 2,000 that are being in compliance with the requirements of the financial services. Also, for this, in the CGI, 3 times study. this line gives a more detailed picture of where the cooperatives are in terms of viability in the country. You'll see on the far right, for instance, in KZN, a total of 8,600 cooperatives that are registered. 7,000 of them are just not functioning. There's only 12% that is working. But there's a mortality rate of 88% that are dead, not functional, existing only by name. It's just about the same throughout all the provinces. In the Northern Sea, for instance, 97.5% of the cooperatives are really not functional at all. What we are trying to do then, we are taking them through this process, auditing them, what was their fault, why were they in the first place to establish. We are only raising the hours regarding the act, the legislation that are existing, conducting their various needs assessments. We're going to be doing some vetting in as far as their training and contact, the governance, marketing, ICT, business teams. We're going to be doing the due diligence in as far as their financial content, the market for what they're doing. Due diligence is very mental. And then we're also going to be monitoring the authority then in terms of their job creation ability and whether we can really engage them meaningfully in as far as being instrument. Minister has requested that we have a focus around that deals with family cooperative. It is a chief element. It's going to be receiving a referral from the proper unit that's outside the hospital, and it's going to be getting the report that identifies all this from the many of these cooperatives ranges from the brick-making cooperatives, the Bell Society, the consumer cooperatives, the PCD cooperatives, the economy, many of these. These are going to be supported, that they are provided their contributions in terms of the act before we give them the financial support for the cooperatives. We also have got a chief director that deals with solidarity. And especially cooperatives, they are provided with a targeted system. This also will be mobilized for the implementation of the targeted establishment, providing the support that is necessary to stakeholder and cooperatives for the registration, compliance, the dissemination of market information, market digging, community training, to raise the capacity, community training, marketing, mobilize the needs. Also to become the tertiary cooperative. This slide really is detailing the process to which the development of cooperatives is going to be taken. Citizens, we have decided, and this is what we think today and tomorrow with our members from the various cooperatives, we're trying to isolate at least three very changes for which we could be driving. We will be focusing on the top field campaign. We will be focusing on the green on the campaign. And we will be focusing on the big value chain. All the cooperatives, whether it's primary cooperatives and primary cooperatives, our focus will be the mobilization of households to provide food security in these three commodities. And these will be taken from the production up to the level of finding the relevant demand. Together with these cooperatives, there is a group of 158 cooperatives that are already existing, but they are existing only as the cooperatives that are doing the art and craft. These also are part of the 158 that are being established. They are also going to be taken to the partnership process. In the coordination of partnerships that is chosen internally, the role of infrastructure development is part of giving assistance to both the youth poverty, that focusing on the built environment. Nanotech is also going to be a cost of these properties. The young people that are being put in their home projects are also going to be the cost of these properties. Externally, we have got a working relationship with the Department of Trade and Industry, the Department of Agriculture and Fisheries, and the provincial and local government. We have also mentioned the Development Bank, CEDA, is working with us. And there are a lot of things that we are receiving right now from the other from the church and the church of the chief and the private sector. I am moving now to dealing with the questions that are raised by the committee as far as medical is concerned. The committee wants to point out about the state of the second as far as the current employment, the law of the department, how many of the young people have been trained, where these young people are, and what they've been trained on, whether the youth have been trained, these that were trained are really involved in jobs, involved in a variety of activities, or whether these are sitting at home. Are there any youth that have been recruited, for instance, who are on target that are sitting at home doing nothing? And why is this a data? The committee also has asked after giving 8 analysis of current issues, how many are in the form of complete inception? And provide information also about the numbers in the various projects and how they are distributed. What projects are involved that have been providing the training and currently and where they are currently around the country. The background to the National Rural Youth Service Corps is quite enormous by poverty, job creation, skill development of youth being the priority, unemployment youth in rural areas being a serious issue that the CRPD has reported since 2009 of unemployed rural youth, and that the emphasis of NSF is the development of skills for rural young people. The objective of the program, nation building and community service, enabling rural youth to play a strategic and significant role in the transformation of their own community, creating a major contact revolution for local communities and special education on rural areas. The objective of the movement has been promoting a result-oriented economic system and investing in the future of our youth today. The clarification of the role of the government is that we are an initiator and a coordinator of this process. The project is not only led by the minister and MPP of rural development in the province. It is included also as part of the implementation. The implementation is taking place at the Nippon level by synchronizing community to the authorities of the public. Some of the project team to manage the implementation business, work counselors, all form of the implementation structure at municipal level. The program is rural work focused, meaning that young people between the age of 18 and 25 who have completed in grade 10, grade 10, 8, and higher. They're getting a stipend of 1,000 square meters a month, and there's a 50-50 gender, 50-50 women and men. This is a 4-year program. Those young people that have successfully recruited are put on effort, they are put on titles, they spend money taken to colleges, and those that have really finished the colleges have focused on construction. We have got to date a hundred association in 2011-12 and betting. On the first one, 2011-12, we spent just near 228 million and 312 just over 410 million spent. From September 2010, Nanotech has grown from 7.996 to 12,881 young people by 31st of March this year. And from 2010 up to 2013, on the right-hand side, we've got exit dates for all of those individuals that are on the election side. And those that were recruited in turn in September 2010 will exit the program on the 31st of August. This particular slide gives a breakdown of the current enrollment of NAMIC province by province. This is a breakdown also by gender. In the United States, for instance, there are over 2,400, 1,300 in Sydney, and over 1,000 in May. In the Western States, there were a total of 1,600, 190 are women, 681 are men. A total of 7,708 young women against a total of 5,144 young men in the current program. In what area do we have seen people and on what? We have taken them to a variety of FETs, and we have given them to FETs in terms of the number of that the FET colleges were aimed to adopt. For example, though we had wanted to give before work more than this 9, we have limited to the colleges that they can do more than this 9. And this was changed in one of our productions, and were taken up to N2S level 2. There will only be a 4 after experiential training where they've done at home what they've been trained for. They will go back to the top of and the higher level than N2S level 2. 38 of these were also trained nationally in construction in 38 FET colleges. 5,000 of these went through 38 private education and building colleges. They were trained in a variety of construction fields. Building and civil construction up to entry level number 3, plumbing, N2F level 2, welding, N2F level 2, electrical engineering for construction, N2F level 2, community house building, N2F level 2. In the field of education and training policies, they were also trained in business administration services, NGF level 2 and NGF level 4. They have also taken 300 young people to the South African Wildlife College and Wilderness Foundation, and they have been trained on farm management in NGF level 1. They have six South Africa, and people have been trained 4,000 of these young people from South school. The South African National Defence Force has trained today 4,700 in areas such as culture building, and biotechnology has taken 300 of young people on the data capturing. The Chief Directorate Rural Disaster trained 88 of these young people on very important community-based disaster risk management, disaster risk identification, handling of dangerous food, basic computer skills, communication, office administration, defense aid course 1 and 2, these groups are based at various school centers as we speak right now. We have got a new field program set for this current year and going forward. Animal production, automation, repair maintenance, building and civil construction, plumbing, welding, business administration, renewable solar energy, agribusiness, solid waste management, wastewater management, and hospitality training. There are youth who have been trained but not involved, as the committee rightly identified, in any activity prior to their other stipend. Let us take another skills program that requires like after 30% training in theory at the college, a learner must undergo practical work training as a post-employer to complete 70% work practical experience. Now, this is a requirement for the colleges themselves. 30% theory, 70% being profitable. And yet, we are really concerned by the fact that we are not getting enough lawyers to absorb this impact, 70% that we want. And so it is going on and it is absorbed in this impact. The government does not have possibility to hold standards as to that area of any business internally. We have then those to the departments that are doing the housing to us and that may be absorbed for the training. Initially, this was a huge challenge, especially the government holds to avoid within the 30%. This is a problem even outside the medical program. It's not just with the auto department. But today, of the 80% of the participants who completed construction training have been placed with both employers. In other words, over the 5,000, 80% have now been placed successfully with the employer. Now the time for the remaining 80% are still being formed. They're still looking for payment or for 80% of those. Although people's programs are careful selected, the conditions are not only conducive for them to get contractual experience. Such use will be removed to avoid putting them at risk. The current application is many and quality. Such programs are extending due to waiting to enroll in the service to keep busy. The youth themselves are linked not only to the work in the community project of inclusive and community development and quality, but not all the departments are coming to the public to upload their people. The intake of the data program is of the role in nature, the provinces of the country, a base when different programs are ready to reform in the quality side of the equity quality of the quality. In other words, we in our speed of training, we are really helping to catch really equities of program. The program NASEP is contracted from the date a NASEP is enrolled. A certain case of youth who exist from the program at the end of August 2014. The challenges and questions that need to be mitigated that the terms remain to linking the few young people to relevant job opportunities. Various institutions are in place to address the most significant intervention in the analysis technical coordinators of the program of the Africa and the Shabina and the Shabina. The ASEPOS is to oversee activities at colleges to make sure that these young people attend extra classes, because some of the problems we're facing right now is pregnancy, documents of the young people, pregnancy, going to shop, bring the day and the time of going to school. These are things that are being faced. So we have asked the development to assist us to ensure that they really are getting into classes and kids are getting trained. The policies not utilized youth not being engaged. Although several engagements at the specific level to place with municipalities are still the children in quite slow. That's the project that are existing right now. The Korean schools that are building action blocks, for instance, building schools at the home. We've got a group of people building decals at part one either. We've got young people building housing at Malamulele. And it's also some of them that are involved in the chief project at Argentine. But, they are innovating residents at Argentine. They are participating in building of local housing in town. They are doing cleaning in Global West. They are also doing in-house profiling, especially in the one of the early successes that we've seen so far. The call that Mama Source was profiled by a television program in the community in Holland after a community training at Malamule and Kusakuta. Colbert did not think that the program was clearly announced that would impact the life of all of the examples. The local chief has witnessed his construction contribution in the operation for some of his beginners. And he decided to offer a call that he finally said to speak about the story of appreciation for the work he has done in providing jobs for other young people that have not yet come into the program. The call was called that wanted to offer a great making machine for the money he got from Finance Tech and started to do a recording of place as a business of his own. And he now selling this place in his place as a call. Let's have a private team to register his own team in and around Malamule area. He has currently completed building work for a place president of this committee also. There are many more things that we are doing in Northwest. Many other contributions have also been deployed to participate in the project of building local housing in Northwest and not only Northwest, but in PMS built by the young people. Who is the project is housing all of the young people? They formed an agricultural cooperative in Pigan, vegetable the production and importing. These people are based in Calgary, where they operate other employees in the community, but they all claim members of the community. So we still see the oversight in community. Growing people to itself, what people are doing for their participation. They wanted me for the first time this year, the mission comes this year, during May and June. The impact of Nelitec can also be seen economically. Youth support between 3 to 5 people in their home. This has been between 35,000 and 50,000 people in the state. The youth bullet cooling system early is provided with the summer and care of the competition. The college is performed throughout the national program of action. The also proposing to provide a national database of all people to the rich provincial of the French tonight in future activities. The training work of the Department of Defense includes training, integration, life skills, communication skills, and leadership skills to lead my people. Enterprise development skills will assist the entrepreneurs to get a trusted investment. A well-rounded young person will help them to make a qualification as well as be a member of the cooperative. Nelitec is still quite young, we're going through a lot of teething problems, and the second point is that the program is going to be evolving over time. Politics is a key objective. One of the big areas that is going to be absorbing more and more of the young people towards London to be the governors of their own communities. But the current focus right now is the construction, and 80% of those that are trained have been absorbed. The long-term plan is this program, but this short-term program is being strengthened by adding more parks and obtaining facilities. We are still skeptical to note that at least in each province now, we do have a network director. In each district in the country, we do have a non-chair deputy director and our full-time staff in the department. The concept of a pipeline has been developed, meaning that youth is only recruited once the program they will undergo is known. We don't want now to recruit young people when we don't know exactly where they are going to be placed after being trained. If the ratio of youth is going to be improved on an ongoing basis, in fact, we have related to local equality, public person, not to that. During the January 2014, 400 extra years have been completed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the good presentation. Thank you.
that they allocated a piece of land to develop themselves. Because these people may refer to say, all the time, we pay these people to get employment instead of employing themselves. And they are still allocated to who are not employed. Another thing, the incentive they are creating. I don't know who to identify them. They say they come there from training about 10 or 20 under a certain municipality. But you maybe only one that is giving this incentive. But the other, you find them just sitting there at home. They say, we are waiting the department to come and employ us. There are schools, let's say the Department of Education is closing many schools in India because they are short of students. But the country moves those second school buildings to train these people to keep working or get the labor or assistance to train them there. Locally, you know, to take them out, because while we have the facility in the local area. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor. My first question would be, since now that we're taking in that activity from Greater, I'd like to find out whether are there
but of that only 638 are actually in operation.
dumped into the scope of this. What happened with the money? What happened with the venture, which was dumped? Seems to be, this is what we can't say, there are any others of the hotel some more. And now we want to revive them again, throwing more money into nothing. That's to me how it seems. I really don't know. I think we must be it's throwing money and not real gain. Many things came out of it. I mean, 22,000, only 600 are still in some sort of lively state. Whether
who has made it became 2,000 core? So that we can check who is sending on the
to me, it seems as if you form a co-op and you register with the department, and the department gives the money, and they actually wait to end it.
I think you should have asked for it. 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 Then the paper explains the process of the issue of the co-op. All the things you have to do, right? So that then tells us how they want to know about this
program. Okay, thank you for that, Mr. Chair. The Naritek was set from a 2-year program to a 4-year program. And this past week, I got letters from Gauteng, from the Shoko, from Makumalanga, you know, from the Tendra Daru, Heidelberg. I've spoken to a lot of the Naritek students. They do some little, what do you call it, that going into the community and get information, but they, I mean, I saw them walking past a lot of houses, going to one again, going past a lot of houses, going to one, and so on. Most, I mean, I've got on my notebook in the office quite a few phone numbers that have been signing for since December from last year. Just go sign and they will get their stipend. To me, this it seems like nice answers here, but I mean, I think we must think of going back to where a student who qualifies after matric goes into a plumbing or any type of skill, get the necessary training from a company, working into a company, and afterwards have a proper qualification. This NITEC, I don't think it really serves a purpose. Therefore, Knox, I mean, if you go there, you find the people are just sitting around. They don't do real training. That's what the students are saying. That's what the students from Limpopo is writing. They went on some sort of training, but they can't say they achieved something. They achieved a certificate they can do, go and find work with that certificate. On my table now is that a lot that I got this past week. And that's my problem with this whole program. It's at this stage, 410 million we spent on this program for this current year. Mr. Chair, the current enrollment.
Comment before we get information. Why don't you translate the question of the board that you have into a set of questions so that the graduation will not be able to cut out such a question?
Mr. Chair, on that page, current enrollment, how do I understand that? 12,861 current enrollment. Does it mean this year's enrollment? Current enrollment means who's in the program.
Now, Ushila program means from the beginning, the 7956, September 2010. So it's now enrolled 12881. That's how I read the sentence there. Is that what it is meaning, or does it mean in that date 7000 was enrolled? The next day, 8,000 was enrolled. So by effect, now it's 12 plus 11 plus 11 plus 10 plus 9 plus 8 plus 8,000, which is actually at this date enrolled. That current enrollment, it seems to me that means that's the total within the program. But if you read it...
It will help you, did you stop there and say, what is the current enrollment, what is the meaning? Because if you look at the grand total there at the bottom, it says 7,767 plus, what is the number? 5,124 equals 12,881. Fine, you will...
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll stop with that.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. You see, we must travel along, but at the same time, try and say how is it that it can work.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Honourable Deputy. You have said something about the business plan that will be the information for the people who are given financial assistance. Most of these are also from World Health, we know that it's not a business plan. You say not to change the business plan. If you need a business plan, because really it has a requirement. Some of them never get a business plan. My other question, I don't know what I say, is about the finding that has been the finding behind about the cohort that didn't have the fact means that the statement. The question is, did the department provide funds to fund those cohorts? If it is so, what were they doing about those cohorts that did not? What do you do about those that are not? I think this is also the situation that I don't have to say. What do we do about those that are not? My first question is, I think we can have the portion of the department as far as the rural government can.
Out of the put this question, what qualification, what is it that they will be capable of doing? I'm reading the law to ask I'm thinking of somebody in a PT college who goes there for 4 years, or in the university for 4 years, gets a degree or a diploma that will lead him to some kind of professional qualification. In this program, what does it do? As I only say that, I mean, with myself, part of the responsibility of the chapter is to protect the members and also protect the presenter. When they talk about hospitality, media, they talk about hotel, B&B, restaurant, all those, that's the hospitality industry,
outside of the problem for me, it's a lot.
where we will have our very first full-fledged NASDAQ college. For the teachers from NASDAQ, it's really being hampered by the existing SEC colleges that we can't get them anymore. They can only give us so many spaces because even in their hostels, they cannot accept and the number you want to take. And so now we have secured a huge college that's after the funding. It's a dysfunctional college that they close it used to be taken to training positions. Now we will be having our own NASDAQ college for the first time as soon as we start it with that. One of the things we is an issue of how these young people are identified. We have a problem on the member. When we gave it over to many of our people to help us recruit, because we would ask them to recruit, to put programs outside of every court office, every municipal office, and the customers to try asking. There were a lot of questions when we involved the counselors. This problem was very big, for instance, in 2 states. For the whole year, the 2 states were not able to afford 10 people. Because they were insisted by the province that they were the ones themselves to improve the young people. And we're getting complaints from the ground, for instance, that there were 10 citizens among the counselors. And so, what we started to do then is to advertise the new thing. And we asked these young people to actually then go and get a specific form. And then we then attract them as we attract any other person in the department itself. In as far as this is concerned, indeed, many of these young people have not grown in a quality thing like a car. Some of them don't have a car. So they actually come to take an instruction, whether it's from a teacher or whether it's from anybody else on the earth. These young people are not used. Hence, we wanted to take them via the defense. Even at defense, some of these young people, hopefully not impaired, they will even go and at night, you know, negotiate with the disability educated and don't drink. And then in the barracks of the security forces. It is a difficult problem. The two young ladies that were pregnant were present in the barracks right there. And the morning women and gentlemen said, heavy, you know, and morning seniors, the morning gentlemen and morning seniors. And we then take them to the doctor and they go, no, this is pregnant now. And we have to take them back home. It is a running problem. This problem of disability. Yes, we're trying to be vigilant in the climate change is concerned. So it is to say this, many years of children growing up fathers in their homes has loaded our society with many of these problems of lack of disability. We are taking the young people really from one engagement to another engagement before they even go to the army. We want to make sure that this young person understands his own community. Hence, we are insisting on a fundamental that these young people must, first of all, understand what is going on, what are the development policies in their own communities. So some of them really are doing this and they are surprised by the state of hunger in their own communities. Indeed, some of these young people are playing truant. And what we are hoping for is that now that we have got full-time government staff in their own district, we are going to have a more of a very close monitoring of the day-to-day work that is happening over there. So what is true is the reality we have to face with. The question of whether we really are on the health warfare. This is the number of registered cooperatives in the Department of Trade and Industry that is in their national agency. These were not recruited. We have reacted to committees that said we have got on our CRPG site cooperatives that are dead.
And hence we said, well, if they are there, and some of them are there, we need a whole of the experts in the department, in the development of Southern Africa, to tell us, by analyzing all these, what are their training needs? What are their development needs? And indeed, we have asked the government that many of these communities are claiming to be communities in theory or in paper, but they don't have a basis for us to be able to defend whatever we are putting on them as money. And therefore, we've asked the government to do the analysis. Those that don't have the business plan taken to training, how does one do the business plan? And what they must also be accepted by their branch of experts also in coming up with a business plan. So it can serve as a basis for us to be able to resist the government's plan. We are quite aware many of them cannot read. Many of them don't write. But Baba doesn't say, they can often even teach them a Greek reading machine. We are able to insist that they must be able to read the lines before we fund them. At least, must be a business plan so that at least one of the young people that is working with them is able to read that. Well, for this time, this is how much that was put in. With some entities, how much, so they are able to see whether they are overspending or underspending in the basics of even spending. We have asked some to get the cooperative that will be all right. They don't teach using the books to come together. And the agreement to come together by other people. They are using the model. For instance, money is still generated. It's cut like monopoly. Green. Difference is that this. If there is a club of them, 2,500 rand, say, in loans, there are only 10 cities that must pay this certificate. You must count how many cities are left in your bank account. So using the practical model of demonstration and more than just using your written work as to explain some of these problems. The suggestion regarding these students, why they are taken from grade 10 and whether they are accepted, we have not done honorable people, you know, any analysis to say that if you know that they are from grade 10 and grade 12, which one are the best? We have not yet done that. And indeed, the total of 12,881 is a total since August 2010. And those that are now being paid from PESA is 12,881. You can accumulate it. Honorable Dhani, this point about the means for assisting them to be spending a property, but in the terms of reference to the GBSA, these properties with the 22,000, only 132 have been recognized as giving irregular notification to the Department of Trade and Industry. The rest really are recognized. And the 22,000 are not included by itself. But honorable, for the leader, I can with confidence say to you, those that were assisted and registered by our staff, I'm talking here about no less than 152 women officers that we register in here on a regular basis. And we can give to yourself the timetable. These are attending the exhibition throughout the country in arts and crafts. And these operatives are standing in these exhibitions in Cape Town regularly, and in their town, for instance, in the festival, on a regular basis. In Cape Town, they stay on a regular basis. And some of them now have body orders in California and in as far as those, we're not satisfied yet that they can run their own businesses. They are not well trained for human business planning. But we can say after now, we're satisfied that at least they are looking at their hands in big work. They are selling and we therefore give them also for the money that are coming in for instance, for the state and for the exhibition nationally. And it's not, what is the position of the department in front of the shop, I would say? Well, we don't have much experience with the trust that they need our energy. The trust that we only are existing in land form. The whole development process, we have not been involved with the trust. So far, we've been the government and the image of this association, and the fact that they're spending the assistance. It's only the get the form that you got and they are very much long-term. So we are helping in our education so that young people can go back home quickly. And that's what we're doing.
So that this
people in the cooperatives and the larger sectors can then be directed at what can be done to assist communities. And in the targeted commodities, if chicken and grain, the cooperatives can specifically, like, for instance, all of us, let the young people go and work there, let the various departments help them to achieve what we're talking about. And then they can be connected to the IDP, they can be connected to various programs that the government departments are doing. And when we're getting 1,020 a month while they are proceeding to benefit themselves and the community. I think that would be directed as well. But linked to that, there will be a possibility that Department of Local Government and also Social Infrastructure, Department of Education, Department of Health, local clinics, and other things, the maintenance of those social infrastructure can be done by people's skills, and that has been changed as well. So you have the MOUs, joint venture program to assist the community to complete the loyalty of the young people for their own community. By the time they create co-op, by the time they get tender from various institutions for social, for feeding schemes and other things, or even supply toilet paper and things like that. At least they would be engaged, painfully engaged. For instance, when they finish the pavement in Open Well, what do they do? So if they are not, if the program is not connected between Open Well and the department and various other departments for the local infrastructure, the that they have, they will be sitting at home and complaining that they have been taken for a ride. We're making all these proposals just in order to try and see Narrative to be a success that it ought to be after the series of yesterday I was curious to see the minister, what did you say? The minister of higher education, Ed Bajalba, who left 15 years ago. You were talking about what you saw on TV. I was not there in
the house.
I don't know when they were there, but I'm talking about my curiosity. My curiosity was that the stipend that the minister was talking about is not exactly the same as we said of world development. And for me, it is an important matter that within government, depending on the level of the kind of training that is being provided, has to be some kind of connection. So that students don't run from one program to the next because they change the level, but rather they must change the quality of the training that they are provided in the program. It will help if the government does not do each other, including local government. Local government does not seem to be playing a role in this process. You need to say yourself, Dr. Swart, that there was a huge problem when Kamplas were involved in this program. And precisely because the municipality itself may not have envisioned within its own IDP how these resources could be utilized to advance their own program. So I think I don't think NARISEC is the only program, youth development program in government. There may be other names for other youth development programs in other departments. If you collectively in the government can speak to each other about what is your experience in your own area, we experience in this challenge and be the resolution to the work in Vietnam. I think government can have a certain impact. Can you remember, CJ, you were working with something?
I don't forget what you were doing.
To me, it would have been good if NARISEC had got the training of some of the youth in farming. Like in the Karoo farming, what is done on the Karoo farm, in the Eastern Lake, what is done there,
and place those to them. I mean, in agriculture there are people that can train the student and place them for a start on the elder farms, the plus farms, and all those farms. And when they're done through the 4-year period, they can actually stand first in line in getting their own crops or forming groups and getting their own crops. Then they were trained, they worked, there's a specific stipend, but I agree with you, Mr. Chair, the stipend must be equal between the different departments. And I mean, rural development, farm worker now gets 105 rand a day. Here, if you work it out between 53 and 66 rand, with the stipend work out per day. But what I'm saying, the same as you are saying, train the people, let they go to specific jobs, and afterwards, then they can do that job. I mean, what my fellow MPA said, nursing. The home base care got a good program of training only people and let them work, and they can go from the home base care program into nursing. They train the people what they must do when they go out to the old to do the home base care work. So what I'm saying
I
is...
I you wrong. I thought you were saying the training was
so,
wrong.
So the training must be related, and I know of a lot of the home-based people who started with that simple courses in a home-based care who's 25 nurses now.
Okay. Are you... Wait.
The numbers don't add up. Wait a minute, please. You asked me the same question that was answered already. It shows that we don't really listen. He said there was a misprint. The doctors are right. So they only... I'm talking about...
That was not Dr. Fox. It was a clear speaker.
No, but... Please, JJ. Please take us away from what we're talking about now. Please. I want to say to you, JJ, thank you very much. Because this, we are starting at a route that says that I propose what can help improve the program. Instead of saying this is wrong. I'm really welcome at this, what he's doing now, because it helps for Dr. Swart to go encouraged when he is here. Honorable Tukum.
Thank you, sir. I might have not had maybe the score set as in with regards to question relating to the subject, given to those who are unproductive or sitting at home. Taking those questions in those, maybe they had confidence, or maybe one of them felt they should continue getting questions, although they are not contributing anything where they decide. Rather than saying every 10 pupils who could have, or every 10 person who couldn't establish his or her status could then simply be taken into the actual.
And go still. Yeah. And the other thing is that you have to pay for it. What again? No, sorry, Dr. What? Finish off now, this is your last chance.
No, it is a fact, Jefferson, that we have not absorbed all 100% of the job hours into specific activities. And that's why we are appealing for assistance so that we can get the assistance in my mind. Even if the young people, you know, while they have accepted, at least they are to be free. Because we want to progress them from the program, then to college, and then to the army. The army will be absorbed as fast as we want to begin with. And it has a potential FET relationship. So the partners that we are holding will be absorbed, them, you know, not coming to the party as much as we want them. But those that have been trained, we are playing at the biggest continent. There's a good example of those that were not playing, that were taken to the construction that has not yet been fixed, and that we are hoping that if they are going to play, for instance, in the interstate chain water, because now they are going to be building the same way they will be shipping them, and we have to absorb all of them. We are hoping that in the next few months they come back to Parliament and we are able to do that.
You have also, because they have a second question I have, I think, the good. That's like the classifications and so on, the selections of them. But I think honorable members, is another challenge from Dr. Swat. You know in your own constituency or because you're the next door that there are, I know for a fact, in the community, that there are projects that have been funded by the state, one department or the other, that are not functional now. Like, for instance, in the building is there, but no excellent thing is there. So the rest, what we need to be doing is to come back to the department and say, in this area, there's this project. In that area, there's this project. Take an avant-garde, let them go back there, and let them be assisted to run them. Because the rest, the person who initiated that project, has got that to go back in the mind, and is no longer leading that particular community. Whereas this particular young person who has been sent can be sent to coordinate and lead the particular community. I think the honorable members should be encouraged to do that to the job. Isn't it? And then once we get there, the challenge to do that. But often the qualification to do left of the school is very interested whether you choose according to qualification or you just take as long as you know.
Thank you, Honorable Chairman. No honorable colleague will do it. Even then, I will be able to do that. That is great. As long as they will show you, they will show us what they want.
Going to finalize his speech, that's why he left. And we cannot afford to let the ITB to fly all the way from the base Tegwin, Kinshasa International Airport, and come and be witnesses and be fans of people talking and not give them the opportunity to share the platform with the big gun here. We also have the lawyers who have left the office since the morning who are coming here to say they are mistaken. The geometric bill clause 4 and 4 does not exist. It means this. We must give them the opportunity to do so. Can we agree on Pumla, my handler here, Pumla? Can we take this break and come back at 30 minutes past and then continue there after we fix everything else? Agreed? Okay. For purposes of those who are chasing aeroplanes, I hope that the geometric the professions deemed they not chasing aeroplanes because the program said 10 before. He did say. But when he saw the program, he also said 10 to 4 in a hole. He did not say that you must chase the aeroplane going back here to me. So there is no way you would say you are rushing. But the NAO did indicate that he's chasing another meeting at Pretoria, so he wanted to leave at 1. Who would say Kawana didn't say so Sakrinak here. No Kelile Sakulula. Let's take a break, 30 minutes, and come back here half past. This is all good again.
Good day.